of Stuart writes, asking us to wish a happy birthday to Debbie. Her birthday is tomorrow. Thank you for that addition, Pete. Great to hear from you. We will play Guess Who coming up in a few moments. Also on our next hour, a special game for the Year of the Horse, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player. Plus, tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our unique Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728.
Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Sing with the strings of my heart. Twas like a breath of spring. I heard a robin sing about a nest set way apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Sing, are you all right, honey? With the strings of my heart. Your eyes made skies seem blue again. What else could I do again? But keep repeating through again, I love you. Are you sure you're comfy, honey? I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hope 'twill never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine. Are you sure you're all right, honey? With the strings of my heart. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. Hope 'twill never depart. La 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 dee da da da. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine. Zing, there's that beat. Zing, what a beat, honey. Zing, where's the string?
Saturday Light Brigade with Pearl Bailey. Zing. Went the strings of my heart. That's from an album called Won't You Come Home, Pearl Bailey. Get ready. We're going to play Guess Who in just a moment. We'll announce the Guess Who initials and give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
New Horizon Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade, celebrating over 30 years of professional live theater reflecting African-American points of view. New Horizon Theater presents Meet Me at the Oak, a historical drama set in 1955 Louisiana following a long-standing black family, their new white neighbors, and the rising tensions between the two families over an oak tree that holds deep significance. Meet Me at the Oak runs from February 19th through March 1st at the Pittsburgh Public's Helen Wayne Rao Hall, 621 Penn Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. More details are available at newhorizontheater.org.
In the event you missed portions of last week's show that you wanted to hear, good news, they're all available at slbradio.org/catalog. Last week's features include a wonderful teen singer-songwriter named Ivy Evelyn, members of Alumni Theater Company's production of Aquila and the Bee, talking about theater and their roles in the play, and live music with Beach Boise, Idaho. You'll find them and hundreds of past features at slbradio.org/catalog. And now, this morning's Guess Who initials are about to be given. We have one person in mind. It could be a man, a woman, somebody real, fictitious, somebody from the world of sports, entertainment, literature, history. No matter who it is, we think the person we have in mind will be somebody you'll know or somebody whose name you have heard before. This week's initials are W.S. W.S. That's W as in Wilkinsburg. W as in Wilkinsburg. And S as in Sheridan. W.S. You can guess as many times as you would like, and we will keep you posted regarding how other listeners are guessing, other brigadiers, I should say, will keep you posted to help you narrow it down. Are you ready to start guessing? We are ready to hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Your guesses are welcome on or off the air. And here's hoping we'll hear from you at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. The phones are ringing for me and my gal, and thank you for being with us. Tom and McCandless has a lot of guesses coming in. Tom, I'm going to just read a few of these. One is William Shatner, William Tecumseh Sherman, also Sir Walter Scott, William Seward, and Wanda Sykes. And about a dozen others, including the correct answer. Nice long list. And also a comprehensive list from Nick and Susan in New York City. Willie Stargell, Willie Sutton, the correct answer. Also Wally Shearer. Wallace Sean and William Saroyan, and a few others. I'll mention the others you have after some additional guesses have come in. But Nick and Susan are in New York City, and they have the correct answer. James I'm scanning here. Has William Tecumseh Sherman won the Sykes Whalen Smithers? Smithers. And Wallace Simpson, William Shatner, Whitley Strieber, and Wesley Snipes. The right answer is not one of those. And boy, a lot of guesses are coming in. William Smith gets by Bill in Stanton Heights, not William Smith. Trish guessed Wanda Sykes, Will Smith, and the correct answer. Shailene has a guess of Willard Scott. Not Willard Scott. Bill has a guess of Walter Scott. And William Shatner, guessed by Patrick in South Park. Annie has a guess of Willard Scott and Winfield Scott Hancock. I think I'm just about caught up. Mike and Mars has William Sapphire. Great guess. He also has the correct answer. Good job, Mike. And Caden has a made-up answer by way of his mom in eastern Pennsylvania. Caden's answer is William Surveillance. William Surveillance. William Surveillance is unusual. His head is like that. That an owl has always been known to have. His head swivels 360 degrees so he can watch everything. He also has a helmet on, so you never really know what direction he's looking. It's a helmet that almost looks like a goldfish bowl upside down on his head. It helps keeps his vision clear, and his head can spin in 360 degrees because he is always surveilling. That's his slogan, always surveilling. Take a look at you is his sub-slogan. That's William Surveillance. Thank you, Caden, for that guess. Mike has a guess of Sir Walter Scott. Karen and Kaiser, you just got the correct answer. Bruce has a guess of Winston Smith, the protagonist in George Orwell's 1984. Charlie got the correct answer. And Bill and Lucius Burrow also got it correct. Barb in Mount Lebanon is going to join us in just a moment. And Bernard in Aetna got the correct answer. Annie with a guess of Wanda Sykes. Gail in Stanton Heights with the correct answer. Walter Scott, Wesley Snipes, William Shatner, Wallace Shawn, Woody Strode, and Wanda Sykes. A lot of guesses coming in. Annie adds William Steig. Alan has Whistler's sister, James Whistler's lesser known other portrait. Richard on the north side has Williams, Sonoma, William Shatner, Will Smith, Wesley Snipes, Whitley Stokes, Warren Spector, and the correct answer. And Richard is in Robinson Township this morning, I believe, working. Patrick has Willie Stargell, Wanda Sykes, Woody Strode, West Studi, Werner Siemens, Wolf Schneider, Wolfgang Soschitzky, and Will Smith. Always some obscure ones, but he also has the correct answer in there, too. Jim in Crafton Heights has the correct answer. We're about ready to share the correct answer. In fact, we are ready to share the correct answer. Barb, are you there?
Yes, I am. Happy Valentine's, Larry and Ricky and SLB.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. I'm glad you got through and that you have the correct answer. Who is it that we're looking for?
William Steinberg?
Not William Steinberg.
William Shakespeare.
William Steinberg's a great guess.
I was the first one when I thought about Pittsburgh.
Yeah, William Shakespeare, it is. William Steinberg, was he the first conductor of...
No. The guy that wrote Babes in Toyland.
Yeah, we were... Victor Herbert. We were just talking about him.
Thank you.
A few weeks ago. But Steinberg came a lot later than him. But that's it. William Shakespeare... And I thought about his poem, Can I Compare You to a Summer Day? His sonnet for a day like today when so many people are celebrating love and Valentine's Day. And a lot of guesses of William Shakespeare coming.
Wonderful.
And a lot of correct answers. Do you have any plans for today?
Well, I'm taking some homemade soup to some friends and hanging out. What? And that's about what I've got with the sunshine out, too. Yay!
Yes, it's about time. Well, I hope your friend is okay this time.
Yes. He loves my green minestrone soup. That's what it comes down to.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I hope you have a good day. Pack it up carefully.
Thank you, and you guys.
Take care. Congratulations, William Shakespeare. Today's Guess Who. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short to date, and then additional stanzas. And sonnet 18, one of 154 sonnets written by William Shakespeare. Congratulations if you came up with him. And I want to acknowledge some additional guesses. Aline in Maine came up with it. John in Economy Borough had a guess of Will Shorts, the puzzle editor for the New York Times. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights has author William Styron, have author William Styron. Matt, by way of Annie, has Willie Stargell and Will Smith. Jim has Wally Shearer, the astronaut. He would have been a great Guess Who. And I mentioned we had a pretty comprehensive list from Nick. Some of the ones I didn't mention, Willie Sutton. He also had Wally Shearer, Walter Slezak, Wallace Shawn Winfield Scott, Wallace Simpson, Will Smith, William Seward, and William Saroyan. I also mentioned that Tom and McCandless had quite a few. Will Smith, William Styron, William Shockley, William Tecumseh Sherman, poet William Stephens, Wallace Shawn, and Wallace Stegner. Quite a few. Correctly identifying our Guess Who today, Aline in Maine, Patrick of Stanton Heights, Jim in Crafton Heights, Richard, From the north side, Gail in Stanton Heights, Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, Mike in Mars, Trish in Cook Forest, Tom in McCandless, and Nick in New York City. Have another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. With a segment devoted to the Lunar New Year.
Oh, the king, he was sitting in his garden all alone, when his brother in his ear he poured a wee bit of henbane. Then his brother stole his crown and his money and his widow, but the dead king walked and got his son and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been murdered. It's your duty now to take revenge on Claudius. Kill him neat and clean and show the nation what a fraud he is." The boy says, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll have to play it crafty so that no one will suspect me. I'll pretend that I'm a dafty." So with all except Horatio, whom he counts as a friend, Hamlet, that's the kid, he pretends he's round the bend, and because he wasn't ready for obligatory killing, he tried to make the king think that he's tuppence off the shillin'. Made a monkey of Polonius, treated poor Ophelia vile, told Rosencrantz and Guildenstern that Denmark was a jail. Then a troupe of traveling players, like in 784, arrived to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, actin' balmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, wants his mommy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating, wondering if the ghost's a fraud, and that is why he's waiting. So Hamlet writes a scene for the players to enact, while Horatio and him would watch to see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Mousetrap, not the one that's running now, and sure enough the king walked out before the scene was through. Now Hamlet knows that Claudius was the one who gave his pa the dose, the only problem being now that Claudius now knows he knows. When Hamlet told his mammy her new husband's not a fit man, Uncle Claudius puts a contract out with English king as hitman. And when Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti, 'twas the king's excuse to send out for an English hempen necktie, with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure that he got there. But Hamlet jumped the ship and put the finger straight on that pair. And when Laertes heard his old man had been stabbed through the arras, he came running back to Elsinore, toot sweet Hotfoot from Paris. And Ophelia, with her pa killed by the man she meant to marry, after saying it would flower, she committed Harry Carey. Hamlet, Hamlet, he ain't messin'. Hamlet, Hamlet, learned his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust convinced him that man, good or bad, at length must turn to dust. So Laertes lost his cool and was demanding retribution, but the king says, "Keep a lid on, I'll provide you a solution." So he arranged a sword fight with the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp one for Laertes. And to make things double sure, the old belt and braces line, he arranged a poisoned sword tip and a poisoned cup of wine. The poisoned sword got Hamlet, but then Laertes muffed it, 'cause the stupid bugger stabbed himself, confessed before he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mammy drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet says, "Oh, I can say that king's a body now. Incestuous, murderous, damn Dane," said he to be precise, and made up for hesitating once by killing Claudius twice. Then he said the rest is silence as he cashed in all his chips, made Claudius confess and poured the wine between his lips. They fired a volley over him which shook the topmost rafter, and fort and brass, knee-deep in Danes, lived happily ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, ain't it gory? Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm away. If you think the song's confusing, you should read the bloody play.
Or the twinkle in my eye. In fact, everything about me may come as a surprise. Next time you see me, the next time you see me,
one and the same? Is he just a dying ember or an inner mounting flame? Next time you see me, the next time you see me, the last time you saw me, man, you thought you had me pinned. But I read you like a paperback, and much to your chagrin, you've got it wrong before, and you'll get it wrong again. Next time you see me, the next time you see me. Don't you know me? I'm a fighter. Don't you know me? I'm right beside you. Don't you know me? You should know me. I'm the ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. I'm like a ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. Just a ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. Typewriter. It wasn't me who let you down. No, you're the one who set me up to watch me hit the ground. Next time you see me, the next time you see me. Don't you know me? 'Cause I'm a fighter. Beside you, don't you know me? You should know me. I'm the ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. I'm like a ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. Just a ribbon on Shakespeare's typewriter. Typewriter. Next time you see me, you may not recognize the power of my conviction or the twinkle in my eye.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Ian Matthews and the Searing Quartet with Shakespeare's typewriter. And you also heard Mike Agronoff with his great version of Hamlet. Mike's been in to visit us several times from New Jersey and is quite an entertaining songwriter. And I'm sure if you Googled him, a lot of his work is available online. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Todd Chorosky, and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLV Radio Productions.
One, two, three, four.
The Nashville Bleakgrass Band.
They can call her up and tell her I'm sick.
And I got a date. Valentine's Day weekend at the Saturday Light Brigade. Also, later this week, in fact, coming up on Tuesday, the 17th, the Lunar New Year begins. It's the year of the horse. And we have a challenge for you in honor of the year of the horse coming up.
I've been to the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
There ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la
If you or somebody you know has been thinking about becoming a remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador, good news, the deadline has been extended. There is still time to apply. You'll be covering Remake Learning Days events starting May 1st. You'll receive training ahead of time. The program is for high school students, grades 9 through 12, and you can earn up to $250 for your participation.
See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one born to give you no pain.
We are especially looking for ambassadors beyond Allegheny County. In fact, those applying for Allegheny County will be waitlisted. So if it interests you, please do so. But if you are from one of Pittsburgh's other 66 counties and a high school student, or if you know a high school teacher or student, let them know the Remake Learning Days Youth Ambassador Program is still open for applications through March 1st. And you can find complete details at slbradio.org/news. Now, the Year of the Horse is upon us. It starts on the 17th. There are a lot of idiomatic expressions that contain horse or pony, and we'd like to try to collect some with your help. One example would be when you're fooling around. That can be known as horseplay. Or horsing around, for that matter. So if you know of an idiomatic expression or two that uses the word horse, we hope you'll share it with us. You can share them on or off the air. We'll see how many we collect today. You can just share them directly, or if you'd like to challenge me by putting it in a puzzle form, that'll work as well, but there's so many of them, and some of them are a little similar. It might be easy simply to list them, and here's hoping you'll help us do that.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
This is a good one just coming in. Alan in Squirrel Hill, a horse of a different color. Perfect example. And if a candidate is unexpected to succeed, they refer to that candidate as a dark horse. Jaylene's got a few. Hold your horses, horse of a different color, and don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Mike and Jaylene came up with those together. And Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights also came up with That's a Horse of a Different Color. Oh, there are some. I have a list that I was working on earlier. I don't want to share all of these with you, but idiomatic expressions containing horse. Here's some from Sue in South Park. To pony up. And if you fix your hair a certain way, they say you have a ponytail. And here's a favorite, horseradish. That counts. Karen and Kaiser gives the clue, strength or capacity of an engine. That would be horsepower. There's a Marx Brothers movie that I can think of. And there's also an expression you use if you live in a tiny little village, maybe a place that doesn't even have a stop sign or a stoplight. Alan gives this clue. If Larry presents a great game but nobody comes to play, you can say that you... Boy, is that, you can lead a horse to water, but can't make him drink, maybe? John in Economy says, you might say this to someone acting superior or arrogant. Any idea what that is? I'll leave that open to see if you can solve it. Somebody superior, who acts that way, or arrogant. You might say this about that person. Galen Stanton Heights got the Marx Brothers movie, which is Horse Feathers. Oh, Barb in Oakmont, I'm glad we jogged her memory a bit. Barb mentioned that her dad, whenever he had to leave, he would say, I better get on my horse. And that's something I could hear somebody's dad saying, I better get on my horse. And Gail knew, I better get on my horse. Gail knew that village I was describing is a one-horse town. Mike knew that as well and also included Pony Up. On our general list, Aline in Maine has a horsefly. Barb has, your horse didn't even leave the gate. And Alan acknowledged that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, is what I was looking for. Mike was able to come up with the answer to the puzzle. When somebody comes across as being arrogant. That one came from John in Economy. And the answer there is get off your high horse. Mike got that and he wanted to make it clear he wasn't stating that towards me. I got a partial message from Mick in St. Clair. I think it was One Horse Town. And Bill gave me the first syllable. The first syllable of an expression using horse. There are a number of derivatives of that. Gail also knew get off your high horse. Oh, your horse didn't leave the gate is, Barb writes, is an expression for a party that did not happen. Oh, there's some good ones here. Jim in Crafton Heights has a clue. Calm seas, 30 degrees north or south of the equator. I don't know the answer to that. Jeff in Maine, when you get information and can be confident it's accurate and timely, it is straight from the horse's mouth. Aline has that as well, straight from the horse's mouth. Sent that to us too. If you're just joining us, we're celebrating the oncoming year of the horse. Bruce Ingram says, slow down, don't put the cart before the horse. A lot more coming in. Here's Frederick. Good morning. Frederick is in Maine. It's nice to hear from you. My pillow is made of horse feathers, and Frederick also notes that he's not horsing around. And Jim, when he noted 30 degrees above or below the equator, those are known as the horse latitudes. Alan and Squirrel Hill also knew that, and those are new ones to me. If you have some additional horse expressions, we'd love to hear from them. A kid that eats like a horse, right? Ralph and Donna in Old Crabtree, and that horse has left the barn. Excellent. Hold Your Horses is another. And My Kingdom for a Horse.
My horse had a coat. The coat was brown. Couldn't really see it because the ground was brown. Where is my horse? Where is my horse? Can't really see her and I just don't know. Where is my horse? Where is my horse? Which way'd you go? Where'd you go? Well, I just can't say. My horse jumped. She jumped so high over the moon with the cow by her side. Where's my horse? Where's my horse? Can't really see her and I just don't know. Where's my horse? Where's my horse? Which way'd you go? She hopped away, didn't see her again till New Year's Day. My horse, she danced up a storm. Wind came along and blew her home.
There's my horse, there's my horse. Wind came along and blew her home. There's my horse.
That's Ben Rudnick and friends at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we continue to look for horse idiomatic expressions. You are in the year of the horse if you were born in 1954, 66, 78, 1990, 2002, 2014, or 2026, otherwise one of the 11 other Chinese zodiac signs apply to you. I'm going to look to see which one I am. I think I'm a rat, but I seem to remember I'm an animal that hang on, I'm checking. Oh, I'm an ox. I'm an ox. Reliable, patient, and determined. Ox's steady strength is a path to success. And it has a hardworking nature. I'm going to check Ricky very quickly here. Whoops. Wrong year. And, this one's a little tough. Ricky, you are a rooster, confident, ambitious, and a hard-working. Rooster's determination drives you toward success. You could also be a dog, a pig, a rat, an ox, as I mentioned, a tiger, a rabbit, a dragon, a snake, or this year, the year of the horse. Bruce introduces this one. For somebody that won't change his or her mind, or is simply going to stay, that's wild horses couldn't drag me away. Richard has lead a horse to water. In terms of trying to introduce people to new information, someone eager to start, writes Mike, is chomping at the bit. That fits. It doesn't have to contain a horse. Frederick in Maine has Let's Pony Up. Nick in West Mifflin, broadcaster's dreaded condition of a horse throat. And Mike and Bart says someone returning after a long hiatus would be back in the saddle again. Susie notes that her mother all the time used to say, hay is for horses. Jeff mentions horsepower. A sawhorse, Karen and Kaiser mentions, to support a piece of wood. Very good. More keep coming in. Aline writes, the old gray mare ain't what she used to be. There are a lot of these. John writes, no. John writes, did I just hear you compare your wonderful spouse to a dog, a pig, and a rat on Valentine's Day? No, I was just running through the various what she could be, but is not. I'm trying to remember what you you're a rooster. She ends up being a rooster. They're all very positive animals, but actually that's a really good catch. Thank you. We still have room for horse idioms. Oh, Ricky, she just held up a sign saying she was born in the year of the dog. No. If so, a golden retriever.
I had a horse and his name was Bill. When he ran, he couldn't stand still. He ran away one day, and also I ran with him. He ran so fast he could not stop. He ran into a barber shop. Fell exhaustionized with his eye teeth in the barber's left shoulder. I had a gal and her name was Daisy. When she sang, the cat went crazy with deliriums, St. Vitus's, and all kinds of cataleptics. One day she sang a song about a man who turned himself inside out and jumped into the river. He was so very sleepy. I'm going out in the woods next year, shoot for beer and not for deer. When I am, when I ain't, I'm a great sharpshootress. At shooting birds, I am a beaut. There is no bird I cannot shoot in the eye, in the ear, in the teeth, and in the fingers. I went up in a balloon so big, the people on earth looked like a pig, like a mouse, like a katydid, like flies and like fleas. The balloon that turned up with its bottom side high fell on the wife of a country squire. She made a noise like a dog hound, like a steam whistle, and like dynamite. Oh, what could you do in a case like that? What could you do but stamp on your hat or on your mother, on your toothbrush, and everything that's helpless?
Garcia and David Grisman here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A Horse Named Bill from the album Not For Kids Only. And we've got a little more time to play together. Let me check some of the horse. Now, this one from Alan is good. Some of the horse idioms that came in. Don't be a one-trick pony. And Bruce adds, a horse is a horse, of course, of course. When I was a kid, Mike writes, and would yell, hey, my mom would reply with the poem, straw is cheaper, grass is free, get a horse. And use all three. I think we revealed all the ones that were given. Did anybody say eat like a horse? I believe we had that one. If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. Don't change horses in the middle of a race is another. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.